Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. This is Asexual Awareness Week, October 26th to November 1st. We would like to clear up some misconceptions about asexuality today. With us, we have a member of the ace community. I'm Lynette.
And I'm Michael.
Hi, Michael. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. Well, I'm 22 years old. I'm going to college for music. I identify within the asexual spectrum, and I'm about to graduate with my AA degree in music and vocal arts. And pretty much, I enjoy learning and educating wherever I can. My time outside of school and rehearsals, pretty much discussing my ideas and spreading awareness on important issues. I like to focus on global human rights, equality, sexuality or lack thereof, and religious issues. I lead several Facebook communities for asexuals and asexual allies, both of which have roughly 200 people in it. I'm part of the Gay Straight Alliance at my college and am the only asexual representative there. I'm a part of the Secular Humanist Club, and I enjoy art and philosophy, and I perform in musicals, local concerts, and classical voice recitals. But this is all important to me because I find my purpose in trying to create a better future for humanity. And I think it's important to be able to discuss and educate in order for us to be able to wade through bad ideas, practice good ones for the future.
Absolutely agree with you on that. The biggest problem with people who have fear is the biggest problem, and that is the fear of the unknown. And so if people don't know what something's about, they tend to shy away from it.
Right.
Or not understand it. So it's very important, too. I really agree with you. And I commend your efforts, and I'm glad that you are in that group as an asexual representative. One of the things that we learn from the heteronormative world is they don't really understand that it is not just homo or hetero. There is a whole spectrum of sexualities and attractions or lack thereof. So this is great. So could you just tell us, what is asexuality?
Put simply, asexuality is simply the lack of sexual attraction to any sex or gender.
Thank you. And that has a whole spectrum of its own, and
right.
We have a list of that. So it's very diverse in itself. And a lot of people confuse asexuality with celibacy, but asexuality is an orientation and not a behavior, where celibacy is actually a choice. You're actually asexual as an orientation. Is that correct?
That's right, yes. Asexuality is an orientation because we just don't experience the sexual attraction. I mean, that feeling you get when you look at a person and desire sex with them because you're attracted to them just isn't something we experience. Like any other orientation, asexuality isn't a choice, but celibacy is. Celibacy is the choice not to have sex in spite of the attraction. Asexuals can still have and even enjoy sex like anybody else, even if it's just to please a partner, but we simply don't desire it based upon what we see. In addition, though, there are two key points that I think are important to discuss here. There's different kinds of attractions, and romantic attraction is distinct from sexual attraction. To keep things brief, the three main attractions I want to touch on here are sexual, aesthetic, and romantic. Now, there are other kinds of attractions, but these are the primary three that I feel are the most important. Mm-hmm. Sexual attraction would be the desire for sex with a person that seems attractive to you. Aesthetic attraction would be the appreciation of a person's physical appearance apart from their sexuality. And finally, asexuals can fall in love like anybody else, and that's with all the same combinations that other sexualities have. So a homoromantic asexual would be attracted to the same sex, whereas a heteroromantic asexual would be attracted to the opposite sex. Biromantic would be attracted to all the sexes, and aromantic just doesn't desire romance at all.
Thank you. That's something I'm glad you did that, because a lot of people are confused about that.
Right.
And it's really not that hard if you take the time to think about it.
Right. And, you know, that's where romantic attraction comes in. I mean, romantic attraction is the sex or gender that a person desires to create emotional bonds with, emotional mm-hmm. relationships with, whether that's with or without sex. The sexual desire is the desire for sex when you see somebody and think, oh man, they're attractive and I really want a piece of that, or whatever goes through a person's head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that my friend is actually asexual, and that's one of the things that we have talked about, is that it's not that you don't enjoy sex when you're having it, because the body is the body. We are designed a certain way.
Right.
It is, you just don't desire people by what they look like or how they present themselves.
Exactly. Your biology is on a different track than your mind is, it can be said.
Exactly. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, being asexual has, like you said, being asexual has nothing to do with whether or not you're having sex. I mean, a good many within the community just don't desire it at all. That's usually what happens when a person doesn't have sexual attraction. But it only means that we don't think about or desire sex when we see them. Celibacy is completely centralized around whether or not you're choosing to have sex, whether you're having the attraction or not. You can choose celibacy, but you just can't choose asexuality.
Exactly. See, I have been celibate for over 10 years for reasons, because of, you know, my own issues with having to figure out my life and how to have better relationships, because they have always been kind of toxic. So, but that didn't mean I didn't desire to have sex.
Right.
It's just I chose not to. So that is a big difference. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so we just talked about that. Now we're going to talk about this. They also assume asexuality is an offshoot of bisexuality. It could be said they are polar opposites. Although biromantics and the bisexual community feel they intersect a great deal, in fact, any non-monosexual group we are inclusive of, but the ace community is a separate and distinct group with its own community. And by the way, that is a common name that asexuals use, is ace. So how do you guys find a safe space without the hypersexualization of the rest of the world?
Well, at first, I do want to comment on the offshoot of bisexuality, and I think, yes, a good many people do simply assume asexuality is a type of bisexuality, but it's important to note that it is different. A bisexual person would experience sexual attraction to more than one sex, but an asexual person doesn't experience sexual attraction to any. I think it's a common misunderstanding, because people assume, oh, well, this person is equally unattracted to this sex as they are to the other sex, so they just must be bisexual. I mean, they do often intersect, but, you know, it is a relief to find a community that can help you escape from that sexualized world, which is why, as you said, it has become a separate and distinct community. I'd say if an asexual person is looking for a safe space, there are places all over the internet. If you head over to the official Asexuality Visibility and Education Network, or known as AVIN for short, at asexuality.org, you will find a safe place there. There are also plenty of groups on Facebook, many of which are closed, that you can find your niche in as well. I lead two closed groups with the valuable help of a solid admin team that such a person can join as well, and I provided the links here for you as well.
Thank you.
The first is called Aces and Allies with an ampersand, and it is a place for both sexual and asexual people to come together and support each other warmly. The other link I provide, with some reservation, because it is an asexual-only group, and I want to emphasize that. And I feel that it's important to share that, so that if there are any out there that I feel they identify as asexual, that they can come to that place as well. But really, I ask that you only those who feel they identify as, or feel they might identify within the asexual spectrum, would join, because it is that sanctuary from the hypersexual world that's our goal with it, not to exclude, just to kind of create a safe place. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because it is very important. And I don't, we that have experienced sexual attraction and have been brought up in this world of where we are bombarded daily with everything sexual, may have trouble understanding that you do need a place where you are not constantly barraged with this, you know. So please, if you are not asexual, please do not try to join the group. And you have this excellent page, which I just commend you for, the Aces and Allies, where we can actually, as non-asexuals, go and learn and you know, have community with you.
I think the only analogy I can draw with how it can be stressful for an asexual in a hypersexualized world is, imagine you're on a diet and you're trying to eat healthy after years and years of bombarding yourself with junk food, but everywhere you look, there are advertisements for your favorite junk foods everywhere, and you just want nothing more than just indulge. Now, right, I mean, it's, you don't want to, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have the desire necessarily to indulge, but the stress is very similar, I think.
Well, what I'm thinking, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that we are bombarded with it all the time, and it may make someone feel wrong about themselves, like, you know, I'm supposed to be doing this, and, you know,
absolutely,
that is, you know, and that is, well, it's wrong, and, you know, that's a big stressor for someone to feel like there's something wrong with them,
right,
and they have to fake, you know, attractions.
And
you know, I've heard that before, and that's damaging to not be able to be true to who you really are.
Right, and that's more along the lines of stress than, you know, say foods that you want but don't want.
Exactly, right. Exactly. You know, I don't sit around thinking about a cheeseburger all the time, but if I see him on the screen all the time, it's something that's in my head. It's marketing, and it's just, I understand.
Absolutely.
I understand that.
So the group the asexual only group that I mentioned earlier, it's called Welcome Asexuals. And again, I reiterate, please only join that group if you genuinely feel you identify as an asexual. Now, regarding how to network with other asexuals in person, I think that would be a bit tougher. First possibility would be to network with the online community and then meet up with people you find who are local. But there are obvious risks and concerns with this approach, and I would advise extreme caution if you're meeting anybody over the internet. That I can't emphasize enough, but that is one way that some asexuals meet. You can also attend an asexual meetup, which is usually posted in the online community. Auvin for sure has a meetup section on its site. You can look around your community for anything regarding asexuality, such as a club, an event, or even a pride march. Sometimes at the gay pride parades, you'll find a group of asexuals that are marching as well. Networking for asexuals is definitely tougher, but it is possible. I actually remember this summer, I was seeing a friend for the first time that I haven't seen in 4 years. And we actually shared a moment where we came out to each other as asexuals. Neither of us knew, but then we shared with each other, and then it was something that we immediately bonded over. So now we're even better friends than we were.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that about the pride thing, I went with my friend, by the way, who is asexual, and that's the first thing we noticed, is there was no representation. So, you know, I kind of encourage people, if they can't find anything, to start their own and in their area.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's a great thing to do. So, what would you like the rest of the world to know when speaking with an ace individual?
Well, I mean, there are plenty of things we can touch on, but the one that comes to mind right now would be that if you're speaking to an asexual, don't tiptoe around and condescend toward them. What often happens is that people who don't know what to say and don't want to offend us, or reversely, there are many that go out of their way to tell us what we're doing is wrong somehow. It's really weird. So there are many people who don't know what to say and don't want to offend us, and so they try to avoid any topic that might sound even remotely sexual. If you're friends with the asexual person and that person then If you're friends, that person will tell you if something makes them uncomfortable, or at least show the body language. So really treat us like anybody else, and don't avoid topics because you don't think we can relate. Often at some level we can relate, but if we can't, we can at least understand it. Also, don't try to tell an asexual person that they can be fixed somehow, because we really aren't broken. Often we get comments such as, oh, you just need to get laid. Oh, you haven't found the right person yet. Sex with me will cure you. You just have a psychological problem. You have a hormone deficiency. Stuff like that. Really, just accept their orientation and they'll accept you. If you don't believe the orientation, you're better off just asking questions than trying to impose your diagnosis on us. And on that, I'll also provide an amusing link on YouTube from a person who spreads asexual awareness quite often. She's quite popular in the community, but her username is Swank Ivy, and the YouTube video is called Shit People Say to Asexuals.
I've seen that. It's really great.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, that's, and I have to, you know, I heard this one, and is that, well, you must have been traumatized in during, you know, sometime in your childhood, you know.
Right.
And it, so that's why. And it's like, no, I mean, they, you know, somebody might have been traumatized, but that's not why.
And, you know,
they are asexual.
Right. I mean, sometimes, I mean, the cause of the asexuality is rather unimportant. So it might have initiated that, but what's important is that they're asexual now. But even more important, it's very insensitive to bring up, you know, you were just traumatized as a child to a person that you actually feel may have been traumatized.
It is.
It's just
it
not
really
something
is.
You bring up with somebody. And for some reason, whenever you tell someone you're asexual, suddenly those sort of things become safe to say and safe to ask.
Well, and people think they are.
Right,
they,
right. That's what I meant. I can't tell you how many times people ask me, do you masturbate? It's like,
I know.
When did that
oh
become
God.
An appropriate question?
Yeah. No, but, you know, they don't ask other people that. It's like, you know, I don't want to bring up the bisexual because this is about asexuality. But, you know, people, as soon as they find out that you're bi, no matter what kind of life you led, because, you know, I pretty much have all hetero relationships. It's like, well, how many threesomes have you had? And, you know, what about hanging out with me and my wife? And I'm going like, what?
Right.
You know, it's like, that is so inappropriate, you know?
Why is what goes on behind my closed doors any of your business?
Yeah, how come, you know, just because we're not, in, you know, a heteronormative, all of a sudden we're all open to all kinds of stuff. Hello.
Right. You know, I think what it might be is, you know, as we mentioned before, you know, the lack of education and mm-hmm. awareness kind of makes us, it makes us seem more of a novelty to people because they don't understand us.
But you're not a novelty, and
right.
I think people need to understand that there is a good population of asexuals out there.
Well, and when I said we, I meant all of us within the non-heteronormative.
That's
you
true.
As well, and anybody
yes.
else.
I totally agree with you on that. It's like, you know, all of a sudden we become non-people, and so, you know, all games are off, you know, all bets are off,
right.
So I agree. So people, please, you know, here's the biggest, if you wouldn't ask a regular or a hetero or hormonal person a question, don't ask anybody else that question either. It's just not appropriate.
Or if it's a question really that you wouldn't want somebody else asking you.
Exactly. Michael, is there anything you'd like to add today?
Just that love without sex exists, just as sex without love exists. Let's love each other, do good for each other, and just work to create a better world through education and awareness. It's been a pleasure.
Well, we really appreciate you being on, and anytime, come back and, you know, talk about asexuality or anything else you'd like to.
Wonderful. So. Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. Remember, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are asexual. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew. No.
it back.